Along a dead straight expanse of Highway 23, the rolling hills of the Oklahoma Panhandle give way to windswept sand dunes.
We came out here to dove hunt and thought, well, we can kill two birds with one stone while we're here. Do a little riding and do a little hunting.
Roadrunners scurry as Shea Williams revs the engine of his ATV and races across the little slice of desert known as Beaver Dunes Park, formerly Beaver Dunes State Park. That was before it was taken over by the small town of Beaver in mid-August. The possible loss of 7 Oklahoma parks reflects a national trend. In California, 70 parks are set to close, and 23 Texas parks are cutting services, hours, and staff. The Oklahoma Department of Tourism and Recreation saw its budget cut by over 22% since 2009 and expects the transfers to save $700,000 taxpayer dollars. The state parks director says the agency was left with little choice but to close some smaller or duplicate parks with relatively low attendance. Now, communities are scrambling to come up with the money to keep the parks open. J.C. Mosher is the city administrator in Beaver.
So far, we've had to take $5,000 out of our public works to sustain the park. That gives money back to putting in water lines, putting in fire hydrants, putting in upgrades in our sewer system and trash hauling and stuff.
He says the importance of Beaver Dunes to the local economy is worth a few adjustments to the town's budget, and he's actually happy the state no longer controls the park.
I think it's a plus for us to have local control over it. The full-time park ranger that we had out there was moved away or resigned or something 3 years ago, and it was just going downhill, downhill, downhill. Certain parts of the park you couldn't even use anymore because it deteriorated so bad.
At a local garden shop, Debbie and Joan sift through the variety of flowers and herbs as a small child clings to one of their legs.
Has it been closed?
It was going to close. Well, I think everybody's happy.
Yep. Dang it!
With it
so
open,
just
yeah. Because
there.
So many
no, it's
people.
Still open.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Open. They saved it.
Everybody used it. It brings a lot of out of town and out of state people in for the businesses and
go to the hospital. They'll tell
you about all the accidents of all the kids. Yeah.
Keeps it open.
Yeah.
Beaver Dunes only cost about $60,000 per year to operate, and it's in western Oklahoma, where taxes from the energy industry blunted the effects of the economic downturn. In eastern Oklahoma, oil and gas money is more rare, unemployment is higher, and city budgets are tighter. The city of Salisaw recently took control of Brushy Lake. City Manager Bill Baker says reductions in park services and fewer employees are bringing the park's nearly $250,000 annual cost down, but running the park is about a $70,000 burden.
Well, it's a negative in that we could have used that money for other things. I mean, that to make improvements, other improvements maybe to salaries and benefits for employees, or we may could have bought some equipment that we didn't include in the budget. You know, $70,000 would have bought 2 police cars.
Baker says he knows tough choices had to be made at the state level to deal with the budget crisis, but joins Beaver officials in criticizing the Tourism and Recreation Department for failing to seek more local input.
We, at least myself personally, heard about this in the newspaper. So we kind of felt like the state was pulling out of this and just leaving us holding the bag. And our budget, obviously, very tight also.
In our next report, State Impact Oklahoma looks at how American Indian tribes are working to save state parks. In Salisaw, I'm Logan Layden.